Receiving perhaps less attention of late than some of the things he has said publicly, President Trump's pronouncements about the cost of the F-35 fighter jet program did resonate here in Vermont. That's because the Vermont Air National Guard is slated to receive a number of F-35s to replace its aging fleet of F-16s beginning in 2019. Trump has expressed his displeasure at how much the F-35s cost, but Vermont's congressional delegation recently said those concerns will not derail plans to have the fighter jets land at the Burlington International Airport. That decision does remain controversial, as many people living near the airport have said they're worried about the F-35 jets and the effect their presence will have on property values. And South Burlington residents are especially dismayed that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, hasn't provided sound maps with information on the projected noise impact to surrounding neighborhoods. Nicole Higgins DeSmet has been reporting on the F-35s for the Burlington Free Press, and she joins me now on the line for an update. Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the home buyouts have been offered for some time now for people living near the airport. How does the sound map issue affect those potential home buyouts?
The sound maps are created by a computer program, and they are projections, a sound area that you can see on a map, which is drawn with lines. The last time they were made was in 2015, and so that has the F-16s on it, regular airport noise, and more houses had been built between the last map and the 2015 map. So there was a group specifically in Lily Lane who were affected, and those Lily Lane homes, really beautiful, efficient, affordable homes, I think they're all bought now. And so what people are perhaps afraid of is that line moving again and snaring perhaps more homes as sound levels might grow potentially with the F-35. That's the unknown. When the F-35s come, it looks like, from another sound map by the U.S. Air Force, that these sound lines will change and maybe elongate into Williston, into Winooski. But it's not known. So that's what South Burlington is asking for, is for planning purposes to find out what is going to happen.
Well, it is curious that, you know, those sound maps have not been provided, the most recent ones, as you said, for especially South Burlington residents. And in your most recent article, you reported that the FAA, while it hasn't provided the noise impact maps to South Burlington, they have provided maps to other communities where F-35s are being placed, like Montana.
Indeed, Great Falls, Montana, and Boise, Idaho, both have sound maps in the appendices of their noise mitigation plans. As all the officials pointed out, these have nothing to do with funding programs for noise mitigation. However, they are there for people to look at. You can see, you know, you can see where the line is and might, you know, find your house or wherever your business is.
Well, Nicole, why didn't the FAA provide those sound maps to South Burlington when they did to some other communities?
Yeah, that's a very good question, one that I've been trying to run down for a couple of weeks now. In an email, Richard Doucette of the FAA told me that the reason was the controversy over a lawsuit that was filed by Winooski and the Stop the F-35 activist group against the basing of the F-35. So he was saying that that controversy had the FAA wondering if the F-35 would be, in fact, based in South Burlington. And so that was one reason. The other reasons were that it would be really expensive, you know, with that pending lawsuit. And there had already been a map created by the Air Force, and they could just look at that. However, that model, that computer model, is not the same as the FAA's model. So telling them to just, you know, use the what they call the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statement, would perhaps not give the same results. So that's the fear with South Burlington. They want to know what the FAA's computer model says.
Well, I do understand that South Burlington City Council hasn't been challenging the F-35 basings as vigorously as perhaps officials in Burlington or Winooski have, even though residents in South Burlington will arguably be affected by these jets more than people in those other communities. Has there been any pushback from South Burlington residents against their city council about their concerns?
Definitely. The stress levels in meetings that I've been to has been very high. Basically, you know, people are very insecure of their property because for a lot of people in the area, in the Chamberlain area, which is a solidly middle-class area, for many people this is their only asset. So it's a huge deal, wondering, you know, whether you'll have retirement money and where that will come from, if your house will be worth anything to be sold, whether to the airport or anyone else who would follow you into a neighborhood. Most people who move to an airport neighborhood know that there's airport noise and are willing to take an offset. Like, I know that there's noise, however, this house is super cute and affordable, therefore, I'm going to, you know, take this risk. But it puts another measure of risk on top of what would have been before with so many unknowns.
And I guess that's why these folks living near there really would like to see those sound maps to have an idea of which areas are affected.
Yeah, indeed.
And what are the next steps being taken by the City Council and by the FAA? I understand there will be a public hearing soon.
Yes, there will be a meeting at the airport on February 16th. Officials from the FAA will be there. They have indicated that they will answer questions. It is a public meeting, so people from the communities are invited to be there. I believe the City Council members will also be in attendance from South Burlington, as well as the City Manager, Kevin Dorn.
And do you know if there will be any officials from the Air National Guard there? Because I know in the past they've said that they would like to work with the community on noise mitigation efforts and things of that nature. Are they still talking about that with the F-35?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. The last meeting I was at the airport, there was a representative there, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone came as well for community outreach purposes, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep following your reporting on this. Nicole Higgins-Desmet is a reporter with the Burlington Free Press. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.